It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
The word that could be worth $25,000. First, you got to win 100, though, you see. It's I can't even read my own writing. It's work. I've been having that problem all week. We take all these copious notes, and it's because my eyes have gotten so bad. W-O-R-K, work. And text it to 95819, please. And if you pick up the 100, that means you're in the drawing for the 25,000. Good luck. And all of the details and rules and all that good stuff, KMJNow.com, where you can subscribe to the Ray Appleton Podcast, you know, and replays of the show. Yeah, we're doing that again. Thank heaven. We didn't for a few years, and now it's back. And I must admit, I think some of the monologues I've done this week have been some of my best. Not today, but, you know, a few days past, and Tuesday was good. Wednesday was great. If I can ring my own bell. Monday, Diane Pierce will be in for a few days. We're not sure really how long. I'm having some heart surgery. I don't know why, but I've mentioned this a couple of times. Up until I was of a particular age on my last birthday, my health has been just as solid as, yeah. My doctor would openly brag every time I'd have a physical or whatever. You know, guy your age, blah, 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 a little bit overweight and all that. But these numbers, you know, these labs, this, that, your heart, your chest, this, that, everything. You are in superior shape. And they would say that even while I was in the hospital over the summer and fall. I had those 8 emergency trips, God, where I was hauled out of my house by American Ambulance, God bless you guys, and rushed to the hospital because my lungs were not functioning and I couldn't breathe, and that's not a lot of fun. And I spent a total of about 44 days in the hospital, and there were 2 occasions where, you know, family was kind of told, he's going to say bye-bye, get it together, but I hope I don't jinx myself by saying that, but it was scary. It was scary. But I seem to have pulled through that. We're doing fine now. And one thing that seemed to have worked, and I get so many questions about this, is I call it experimental stem cell stuff that I did in Arizona. Well, I call it that. They call it that. And it's called experimental because, you know, if you've heard me talk about it, it's not covered by insurance, you know. And it's, people are always asking for the price on the air, and it's anywhere between, you know, $7,000 and $11,000 up front. And it kind of depends upon how many times you need it. Could be more, could be less. So I had to save all my pennies for that one and even borrow from friends. And then what happened is I had the first one. And then you're only supposed to really have 2, and then it's supposed to work for you. Those, if you have COPD or whatever kind of lung ailment is messing with you. 2 is the norm. I'm thinking back now. 2 is the normal regimen for this, and you're usually on your way. The Lung Institute is the name of the company, and they have labs, and they do this all over the country. Closest to us is Scottsdale, Arizona. And they have, I forget, you can go to their website and it'll show you that they have about I think it's like a 93% positive rate of pulling some miracles off. It's big. And that's why I did what I did. So I had the first one and it was just null and void. You know, it was just, I could have taken the $7,000 and flushed it down the toilet because the pandemic came along. And it was, you're supposed to have number one, and then 3 months later, number two, and then you're fine. And I had number one, and it was like, you know, like 9 months later or whatever it was before I could get number two. But it was, we've learned it was ineffective in my case. So number two became number one. And then I had number two after that, which was really number three recently. And then 3 months after that, that's when the whole thing comes together in your body and you should start feeling something 3 months after your last treatment. And with me, it was like somebody flipped a switch. You know, I still had some minor breathing problems, moderate breathing problems, not terrible breathing problems like I had, like no breathing, And for me, I don't know about you, everybody's different, but people always ask that have lung problems. For me, it worked. My breathing is infinitely better. And I've had no further trips to the hospital. There were a couple of occasions I could have gone, maybe should have gone. But for me, we've also learned epinephrine opens up my lungs. And we still don't know if it's allergy connected or not. So if I carry an EpiPen and I start to go down and I can get to it fast enough and jam the damn thing in my leg and fire it off, this is amazing. Like within 30 seconds, I'm better and everything's working. So, and I've had to do that twice since the last hospital visitation, and it's worked. So, there, I can carry that EpiPen now. I don't worry about my lungs stopping. It's a weird thing to worry about, but so then after all of that, you know, here comes the heart problem. I go get a regular cardiac once every 2 year examination in January, and they're like, "What the hell is this?" And they're finding all these problems that weren't detected in the heart in the hospital because they were checking my heart like every other day between June and October, every time I was in the hospital. And they found nothing. And so the cardiologist goes through all of the old records from the hospital because they're figuring the hospital made a mistake. They did not. This is a brand new condition that I've developed since October. Nobody knows why. But I'm going to tell you this, and it sounds impossible, but I'm just repeating the doctor, the guy who's going to be operating on me Monday, what he told me. My heart, on certain days, will beat 37,000 more times than it's supposed to. What? I mean, I couldn't believe. I said, yeah, no, you made a mistake. No. 30, and they said it should feel like it's going to blow right out of my chest. I've never felt anything. I have no clue. So I went and got a second opinion. Same thing. So for me, it's nothing. You know, but I'd have to have this done because it will absolutely wreck the heart muscle. And, you know, I'll be bye-bye if that happens, and I don't want to do that. And we've caught it early enough that this surgery that I'm having on Monday will fix it. Now, what is the surgery? That's the question I keep getting, and I'll make this real quick because, you know, a lot of this stuff is really boring. It's called an ablation. Many of you have heard of that. Many of you have had that, you know. The way it was explained to me by my doctor, mine is going to be a little bit more fun than the norm because with most people, to slow the heart down, they go through and they have to cauterize, burn, scar one area inside of the heart to get it to beat normally. In my case, and he's never seen this before, of course they've never seen it before, because I'm Ray Appleton and I have to do everything weird. I have three places that need attention. And he says he's never seen more than two. And I said, well, have you ever done a three burger before in your surgery? And he abruptly changed the conversation to weather. So here I am, guinea pig again. Yeah, I know. And again, so many people have had this surgery. People at the station have had it. You know, many of you listening right now have had it. And to give it to you what it's all about, this is if you're, you know, diagnosed with an arrhythmia or something like that, which is a problem with the rate of your heart, they do this to you. And there's a couple of ways to do it. One way is they throw a tube into your heart, and they destroy small areas of tissue that seem to be causing this abnormal heartbeat. Not everybody that has this problem needs this type of surgery, but apparently I do. And it's again, very common. It's been around for a long, long time. What they do, there's two ways of doing it, and I want to do this very quickly. One is a catheter ablation, which they're going to attempt on me. And what they do is this is so bad. They go down to your groin. Hello. I don't know what that's got to do with your heart. And they go in there. and they go up a big vein into your heart and zap everything they need to zap, if it can be done that way. And then if they can't do it that way, they go through your chest, which is what we do not want. And before the procedure, patients are given, like, you know, intravenous medications to help them sleep, relax, whatever. In some cases, they use an anesthesiologist. Some they don't. For me, I got a full-blown one. Thank God. Like I said in Facebook this morning, I said, just, pardon my language, I said, just please knock my ass out and make sure I'm waving at somebody on the other side, as long as it's not Jesus or God. I'm not ready to see them yet, you know? And again, common, a lot of you have had it. The only difference is with mine, there are three areas of concern, and they've never done that before with three areas. And that's basically what I'm doing on Monday, you know? And it's... I don't want to say that there's an area of concern, because there's this is a three-spot one. But, yeah, there's... Yeah. But I'll be fine. Okay? It's not like... my doctor did say, when somebody says to me, oh, I've had that done, and I get to say, ooh, not like mine, because I've got these three spots, you know? So, but I'll be fine. I'll be wonderful. I'll be back on Thursday, and Diane will handle it. Diane Pierce, until then. So that's it. Now, when we come back, and I don't want to take any calls on this. You know, I don't want to play medical doctor for the remainder of the show. No, we're going to talk about something fun. We're going to talk about hamburgers and tattoos. All right? Hamburgers and tattoos. And for those of you who are, and man, there's like thousands of you who have wanted to know exactly what was going on Monday. There it is. There it is. A little different than the normal ablation, but there it is. But hamburgers next on KMJ and some fun. Stay there. Before we go diving into the hamburger story and the question of, would you get a hamburger tattoo for free burgers for a year? a couple of you have asked about the audio, if we had any audio. You want to hear this confrontation between Fauci, Jordan, and Maxine Waters, one of my least favorite people on the planet. Yeah, I wanted to play it while Devin was with us, but he was in such a rush because of a particular conference he had to get to, 1 o'clock our time back in D.C. We had to cut him loose. But I've got it for you now, and then we'll get into this goofy story about burgers and tattoos, and then we'll end it. You know, we'll go off for our weekends, and I'll go off for my thing on Monday and be back next week, and we'll all live happily ever after. So here it is, Dr. Fauci, Representative Waters, Representative Jordan, and a little incident that occurred yesterday. This is via the magic of recording on KMJ. Roll it.
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can, to get the level of infection in this country low, that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see...
What determines when?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But I
disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
This will end for sure when we get the level of infection very low. It is now at such a high level, there's a threat again of major surges.
Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church, your right to assemble, your right to petition your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now, Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet. Your right to assemble, Oh, my goodness. We had a curfew last fall in Ohio. You had to be in your home at 10. In Pennsylvania, you had to be in your home. When you're in your home, you had to wear a mask. In Vermont, when you're in your home, you didn't have to wear a mask, Dr. Fauci, because you weren't allowed to have people over to your house.
Yeah, Congressman Jordan.
Your ability to petition your government for a year, American citizens haven't been able to come to their capital to petition their government to talk to their representatives and freedom of the press. These very pictures that Representative Scalise just showed you and talked about, guess what? The press isn't allowed in those facilities. The press is not, the Biden administration will not let the press in there. And certainly freedom of speech. I mean, governor of our third largest state meets with physicians, and that video is censored because they dare to disagree with Dr. Fauci. So I just want to know, when do Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
You know, I don't think anything was censured because they felt they couldn't disagree with me. I think you're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing.
No, your recommendations carry a lot of weight, Dr. Fauci. We just had the chair of the Financial Services Committee said she loves you, and you're the greatest thing in the world.
My recommendations are consistent.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, it's my
time. Could I answer the question, please? My recommendations are not a personal recommendation. It's based on the CDC guidance, which is underscored.
What measures have to be attained before Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
I just told you that.
You haven't given anything specific. You said we hope when this third. Tell me specifically.
Right now, we have about 60,000 infections a day, which is a very large risk for a surge. We're not talking about liberties. We're talking about a pandemic that has killed 560,000 Americans.
That's what we're talking about. And I don't disagree with that. And I understand how serious that is. But I also stand it's pretty serious when businesses have been shut down. People can't go to church. People can't assemble in their own homes with their friends, with their families. People can't go to a loved one's funeral. People can't get to their government, petition their representative to redress their grievances. Right. I also understand the First Amendment's pretty darn important. And it's been a year. And I want to know when Americans will get those First Amendment liberties back.
Well, you just said people cannot assemble in their own homes. They can. That's a CDC recommendation for vaccination.
Not last fall they couldn't.
I didn't hear.
Not last fall they couldn't.
I didn't hear what he said.
The gentleman's time has expired. I'll give you one instance of when we can get our liberties back. It's when 90% of the members of the United States Congress get vaccinated.
Well, I want to know if that's what Dr. Fauci is. Is it 90%,
that's what
Dr. Fauci? Is it 90%? That's what I'd like to know. Give us some objective standards versus when certain things get reached, we might be able to get back to having our liberty. When? What are the numbers?
You're going to see a gradual right now we're at an unacceptably high level. We're at, on a daily basis, it's unacceptably high. Regardless of who you are, what you're going to see as more and more people get vaccinated and we get over 3 million people a day, you're going to see the level of infection come down and down, and gradually there will be more flexibility for doing the things that you're talking
Where
about.
Where does it get to? When it comes down, what number do we get our liberties back? Tell me the number.
When 90% of the members of Congress get vaccinated.
But you're not a doctor, Mr. Clyburn. He is. What is the number?
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Clyburn. Thank you.
The chair now recognizes for 5 minutes.
I'd like my question answered.
Ms. Malone.
Reclaiming my time.
Order. Regular order.
No, just a moment.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir.
If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Don't worry about this. We're going to handle this. And I think Mr. Fun, Jordan knows me very well.
He knows
full well.
Well, Fauci and Jordan going after each other.
And the chair and I recognize.
This occurred yesterday in a little get-together in Washington, D.C., and that's Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio. Devin talked about it. I really wanted to play it while he was with us, but I was not able to because of time constraints. Maxine Waters, California. And, of course, Dr. Fauci. Who really started to lose it with Jordan a little bit, you know? He was losing his cool there. What fun. But the question was never answered. You know, and when Fauci went after Jordan saying that he was making it a personal issue of when we're going to be getting our liberties back, I mean, he was speaking on behalf of everybody in the United States of America. He didn't say his liberty. He said, when are we getting our liberties back? So that crack of it being personal, it wasn't necessarily below the belt, but it was inaccurate. It was very inaccurate. Okay, officially, when we come back from news, hearts are over, hamburgers next, tattoos going with the hamburgers. And most of you have no idea what I'm talking about, but you will right after we hear from Liz Kern on KMJ. Here she is. How appropriate. Talking about hamburgers and the dinner table here. Well, it goes like this. If you have ever wanted to win free hamburgers for a year, you got to crack at it, but you're going to have to be into the ink, the body ink, the tattoos. I used to hate tattoos on people. You've seen me. They're like, ew, since when? I guess it was, I'm trying to remember the year that it was, and I can't. I've been to French Polynesia, the Society Islands, Tahiti, as we know them, a number of times. Maybe 10 times, I don't know. And the first time I went, I fell in love. It was one of those trips, KMJ Cruise, I didn't want to take. Al Smith, our old general manager, talked me into it. He liked Tahiti. He says, you're going to love it. And every time I thought of Tahiti, I always thought of Hawaii. What a mistake. Just take away the building and the shopping in Hawaii, and except for the big island of Tahiti. And there, the Bora Bora and Mo'orea, which I think is the Garden of Eden. My favorite, most beautiful place in the world is the island of Mo'orea. And that's where every ounce of my ink comes from. And the first time I was there, probably 1996, I absolutely fell in love with the culture. It's a very old culture, a culture that's been around for thousands of years. It's Marquesans, Maori people, and I mean, wow. And I got my first tattoo there, and consequently upon the other visits of making friends and going over and falling into the culture more and more and more, now the... The legs are done. The arms are done. I mean, yeah. I kind of went overboard a little bit, but I like it. I dig it. I dig the culture. I love the artwork. I love the style of tattoos I have are Marquesan and very old, very primitive. Most people go over there and get the newer hip stuff, and I thought since I'm, you know, on these islands and they're so old, and rather than going after the contemporary version of their art, I want the real deal as to what it looked like when it began evolving thousands of years ago. And that's the style that I have. And the individual who does that, became a dear friend of mine, is still doing it. And I send people to him all the time that are going on a cruise of the Tahitian Islands. And if they're going to Mo'orea, I always connect them with my pal. And yeah, everybody's happy. He's just a really great artist. But if you want free hamburgers, you got to be into tattoos to get to the point. So the Southern California-based Farmer Boys is known for its hamburgers. Every time we talk about hamburgers on the air, if there's a hamburger story, you guys bring up Farmer Boys like there's no tomorrow. I've never had one. I've never had one. And there is a Farmer Boys in Clovis. And I think maybe I'll go in this weekend before I go under the knife on Monday and have a Farmer Boys hamburger and see what all the noise is about, all right? And they're getting ready to celebrate their 40th anniversary, and they want to celebrate it in a very special way. So if you're a dedicated Farmer Boys fan, and a lot of you are, I mean, a lot of you that have called the program of the past about hamburgers have been fanatical about their hamburgers. And what they want you to do is they want you to get inked and receive free Farmer Boys for a year. Now, what they've done is they've partnered up with tattoo shops in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And those interested can submit their permanent tattoo requests by clicking, find the Farmer Boys
a website. Just do that. And you got to do this by May the 21st. And you'll be eligible. You set up an appointment. And if you get a tattoo of a hamburger and they dig it, then you're getting burgers free for a year. Now, the tattoo appointments will take place down in Santa Monica Boulevard in L.A. and also in Vegas. Where in Vegas? We're talking about the Westgate Resort and Casino. I don't know where that one is. All right? But all the information can be gotten through Farmers Boys. And you've even got your choice. If you're an enthusiast and you're going to go do this, you can choose from three permanent color designs. And they're apparently about 2 by 2 inches. They're going to kind of guide you on the design. You just can't go do it yourself. Your own, you know, maybe within certain parameters, sure. And the location in Clovis might be able to help you out. Also locally in our area, there's Hanford, there's Merced, there's Modesto, there's Turlock, there's Bakersfield. All you guys can hear me. So there it is. Now, the free burgers are going to be delivered via a very important, you know, Farmer Loyalty Club, it's called. All right? The Farmer Loyalty Club. And, boy, they're going all out on this. You get a tattoo, you're going to be loaded up on a free burger. Let's see. Is it one a week for a year? I'm looking at the rules and regs here. A free burger offer on a weekly basis for 52 weeks. Man. And apparently, if I understand this correctly, anybody who does this will be getting a free burger for 52 weeks. Okay? Now, forgive me. Most of the information I have in front of me is a little bit vague. But I'm sure it's online. It's there. And somebody threw this at me because they know I have tattoos. They know that every time I talk about burgers, Farmer Boys comes up. So, I mean, it looks like the way this is explained near the end of this story is if indeed you get this tattoo, you go ahead and do it. It's a real tattoo. You get free burgers for a year. One burger a week for a year. I mean, that's 52 burgers, man. That's cool. That's really cool. So find the website. Go to Farmer Boys in Clovis, ask them, or those other places I mentioned, Hanford, Merced, Modesto, Turlock, Bakersfield. They're bound to know, and they will explain it to you probably better than I did. And have at it. And good luck. You people have said, you may as well do it, Ray. You got them all over the place. But, see, I'm not going to destroy my designs by throwing an hamburger in on it. You know, I mean, I don't like sets of tattoos on people that are all different things. I like when it's connected. You know what I'm saying? When it's all of one thing. And maybe it's taken you 10, 12, 13, 14 years to get all of one thing. But, yeah, rather than a skull here and a spider there and a hamburger there, mine's all kind of connected, all of this Marquesan art. Yes. Next time you see me, if I'm not wearing a short sleeve shirt, ask me to roll up my sleeves or my pant legs. That'll look real good, public. Anyway, Farmer Boys, all right? Check it out. And I'm definitely going to drop by the one in Clovis this weekend and see what all the noise is about. Because, again, I'll say for the fourth time, every time there's a story about hamburgers in the news, regardless of whose hamburger it is, I always do a, you know, what's your favorite hamburger thing. You know, if you've been listening for any amount of time, you know I love to do these things. I figure, hey, it's in the news, it's legit, let's go. What do you like? And always, consistently, people call up going absolutely nuts over Farmer Boys. Wow. So I got to try it this weekend, and I will. And I was going to say, I'll report back Monday. No, I won't. Maybe near the end of next week. Getting close to the last break. We'll take it. Comments on anything except hearts. I don't want to talk about hearts. 490-5858. 800-776-5858. News Talk 580-1059 KMJ. The Ray Appleton Program again. Be gone for a little while, but I'll be back. But
More time to talk one-on-one with you right after this. Call me. Again, phone numbers for, you know, the last gasping moment of the Ray Appleton program is weak. 490-5858 and 800-776-5858. Robert, you're on KMJ. What's going on?
Big Ray. Yo. Yeah, you know what? You've talked so much about so many things that have been close to me, and I thought, man, I got to call and reminisce with him. I've been to the island, Moorea.
Moorea,
that's where I got my first tattoo.
Ooh, who did it?
You know what? It was at a hotel that I stayed at.
Oh, okay.
His girlfriend was, you know, she had his stuff displayed, and I hooked up with him, and had a tattoo put on, and I was like, as soon as I saw him, you know, the artwork, you know, I thought, I've got to get me one of those.
But you don't remember the guy's name, though, huh?
No. He was,
which hotel?
You know what? Ray? Do you know the Chicken Nazi?
The Chicken Nazi?
Have you run into the?
No, I haven't.
Do you remember the little the right there on the side of the road, the guy selling chicken?
Well, there's so many guys selling things on both sides of the road, mountainside or hotel side.
Well, no, the beach side. Well, it was right next to that hotel. He had a little chuck wagon, and he would sell chicken.
Hmm.
And they were telling us, hey, you know, he's like the Seinfeld soup Nazi guy. You know, what you make sure you know what you want when you go up there to order it. But if you don't, you know, he gives you attitude. So it was like, you know, you go up there to order something, you know, you want to make sure you don't piss him off.
Well, no, I guess I missed the Chicken Nazi and the many times I've been there.
You know what, another thing I wanted to, you mentioned a few shows back about your cars.
Yeah.
And I just was like, the Rock and Rod, are you guys going to ever bring that back?
I don't know. If a major sponsor came forward and said, I want to do it, I'll do it. That's what it depends upon. We have to have anywhere between like a sponsorship of 50 to 75,000 going in. If that were the case, and it was never a problem rounding up that kind of money prior to the Obama depression of 2009 or whatever it was. That's what killed the event, was that recession, as it was called, that was damn close to a depression. But since then, we haven't even really tried. I think there's still some value in the event. I just haven't really put any effort into it because I think we'd have to find a different venue. I don't think Kearney Park would want us back. I don't think they want cars running all over the park anymore. But, you know, thank you for the call, by the way. Next time I go, I'll have to find the Chicken Nazi or whatever he is. But I think as far as Rock and Rod goes, I mean, I get asked all the time, especially every year when the weather gets better. You know, it's like, hey, can we? Yeah. I mean, there's your answer. If somebody comes to KMJ or me in big company, and it's usually like a big national corporation or Indian casino, they've been very helpful. Said, yeah, we'll do it. We'll be the main sponsor, and I'll put the deal together just expressly for them, and we'll do it. We'll do Rock and Rod number 10. That's where we left off at 9, and I had it in my head of doing number 10, which was going to be so big and so giant and so wonderful. Had the whole thing laid out. Oh, baby, it was going to be great. And then the economy went right to the toilet. And thank you, President Obama, taking away my most favorite event. And, yeah, but it takes about $50,000 to $75,000 to get that thing off the ground. See, the way that, and I've told you this before, our secret to success on our gigs, and this is what I would do for the 100th anniversary of KMJ coming up, is everything, I want everything paid for before we even let the first person into whatever it is. Want it all paid for. If there's, you know, cost fees for the venue, if liability insurance, paying for, you know, the police to come out off duty and take care of us, and all of it. I want talent. I want it all paid for before we do the event. That way, if we so choose to do a free event, we can. And we've still made money on it. you know, or if we want to charge a couple of bucks at the door and give you a dynamite show of some kind for only a couple of bucks next to nothing because we don't need to depend upon the door, we'll do it that way. So somebody find me a sponsor, please. I'm dying to do another gig. Well, the next gig will be the 100th anniversary of KMJ. I mean, oh, yes, we're going to do that. If it kills me, we're going to do that. And I already know what I want to do. I want to do Donald Trump and Ted Nugent. I know that sounds stupid and weird, but how fun would that be? I mean, you know, Donald Trump. And, hey, you know, I mean, he may be up and running on the campaign trail. He might be an easy get, you know, when we come around closer to the time that we need to start putting this thing together. And Nugent, hey, a little rock and roll, you know, from the Tedster. Have my guys open up again. Hey, I got to get in there somehow, some way, and play some music. I didn't start playing music again until after the Rock and Rod. You know, and never once of doing the Rock and Rods did I ever think I'd be playing again. And then a few years after that, I wound up playing again for the first time in 80 years. So, yeah, there it is. All right, I got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. For the next, you know, few days next week, Diane Pierce is going to be joining you, taking my place while I'm out for that little thing that we talked about earlier. And, you know, we'll be back, I'm hoping, near the end of next week. Everybody keeps telling me, oh, it's way too soon. I don't know. I mean, when you're sitting on your butt and talking for 3 hours, it's really not way too soon. You know, I don't think so. So somehow, some way, after this is done on Monday, I will check back with you, probably via Facebook, and let you know how I'm doing, you know, and let you know how much fun I'm having after they've sent their little creepers up into my heart to creep around. God bless you all. All right, Skip and Philip on the way. Michael Germanuel Jr., his daily take on the news. Here he is right now. God bless. I love you. I'll see you soon. Bye.
It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.